June 18, fidelity and service, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. 1 Peter 2:23. I hope that you will not become impatient by criticism and fault-finding, but if it comes, consider that you are not perfect, that errors are liable to occur, and that many mistakes made in a lifetime occasion suspicion, although the very ones who criticize have similar errors in their experience. Many do not think of this, and as a result, they are unmerciful to others, judging others by themselves to have the same or worse weaknesses than they themselves have. But we must individually preserve a course above retaliation. We shall show the greatest wisdom as we pass along, doing our work with fidelity, not swerving to the right hand or to the left, keeping a straightforward course, having our eyes single to the glory of God. It is not how much feeling we manifest over injustice in treatment that evidences strength of character, but it is self-control, the firm check put upon a strong emotion, that evidences strength of character in the Spirit of Jesus. The tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God is to be given to the overcomer. It is the reward given to conquest, to toil, and self-sacrifice to the working Christian who will fight the good fight of faith. We must be nobly striving and fighting for the victory. The grace of Christ will be given to all who fight lawfully. Now, my son, Edison, take as little notice as possible of what people say. Let them say what they will, but do not by word or deportment show the rising up of self. The Lord would have you pursue such a course that you will be considered worthy of trust and confidence. You have abilities calculated to do good to others if you do not allow yourself to be carried away by impulse. If you evidence that you have a firm reliance upon God, you will gain respect and confidence, and then you will exert an influence for good. You will let your light shine forth to the best advantage. You will seek to represent Jesus. You know our Savior was reviled, but he reviled not again. He was despised and rejected of men, and can his followers expect anything better in this life? May our gracious Heavenly Father impart to each of us more grace that we may rejoice in his love. Letter 99, June 18, 1886, to Edson and Emma White.